Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the manifestation of God's love for us, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from 1 John chapter 4. We read verses 7 through 11. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love has not known God, because God is love. This is how God's love for us was revealed. God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. This is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, If God loved us so much, we also should love one another. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Life with all of its complexities, all of its mysteries and complications can really be boiled down to the basics. Think of how true that is in so many aspects of life. The ability to read and to write and to communicate with words can be boiled down to the simple letters of the alphabet. Complex math equations and calculations do not exist without basic numbers. Your dream car with all the sophisticated technological advances couldn't get out of your driveway if it didn't have the basics like gasoline and oil, or if it's an electric car, a charged battery. In sports, even on a professional level, you'll often hear coaches harping on getting back to basics and emphasizing the fundamentals. They know that even if you have the best laid plans and the best game plan, if you don't execute the fundamentals and the basics, you're not going to win. Think of it how basic needs are important to us as human beings. As human beings, we do have basic needs, and if they're not met, food, clothing, shelter, does it really matter what else you have in life? Well, we can add to that list of basics one more need that is the most basic of all basics, and it's the subject of our sermon text for today. Love. Love is the most basic of our human needs, and it's essential when it comes to our spiritual life and our faith as well. Even the secular world recognizes its essential nature and the need that human beings have for love. It's been proven over and over again, and not just, you know, art and music and television and movies, but even in scientific studies. Love is essential for human beings. The 19th century French novelist George Sand once wrote, "There is only one happiness in this life, to love and be loved." Or as the Beatles famously sang, "All you need is love." However, without knowing the true source and the true definition of love, we will never fully or truly know, understand, or experience this most basic of all human needs. Knowing that God is love, as our text says, and knowing and believing just how much he actually does love us, how incredible and how unconditional his love is for us, is absolutely essential. It really is. Basic, yes, but essential, definitely. It's essential, first of all, because it is an essential part of God's very being. God is love. And if we don't understand or realize God's love, or the fact that he does love us, we will never fully trust him. if we don't fully understand and realize God's love for us, we will never fully trust Him. Think about that fact. If you don't believe what our text tells us, that God is love, then you're really not going to trust the way that He does things. You're not going to fully trust that He runs this world truly for our good or for His good purposes. If you don't know and believe that this God who is love actually does love you, you're not only not going to trust that He's doing the best thing with the way He runs the world around us in our universe, you're certainly not going to trust that He is running things in your life for your good, that He actually has your best interests in mind no matter what He allows to take place in your life. Can you see that knowing and understanding God's love for us can be essential for every day of our life, but especially during difficult times? Think of comparison to our childhood. Maybe you didn't always understand or realize, or probably didn't always agree with what your parents were doing when they did things. Maybe you disagreed with the way that they raised you and your siblings, or disagreed with the way they disciplined you or your siblings. Maybe you didn't like the way they clothed you or the food they fed you. But if you fully knew and you fully trusted that your parents loved you and did have your best interests in mind, more often than not, in the end, you would accept what they did for you and what they did to you because you knew without question they loved you. How much more does God deserve our full and complete trust in His goodness and His love for us? Our text not only reminds us that God Himself is the actual embodiment and definition of love, God is love. Our text also shows us that He has shown us the ultimate expression of His love, that we might fully place our trust in Him and know without a doubt and never doubt His love for us, no matter what. John writes in our text in verses 9 and 10, "This is how God's love for us was revealed. God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we may live through Him. This is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." That is true love. As John says, this is love. We'll never see or experience a greater expression of love than the love that God has shown to us in His Son, Jesus Christ. You may already know this. I've mentioned it before in sermons and in Bible classes, or maybe you've heard it from previous pastors who have served you. There are several words for love in the Greek language. And the Greek word that's used for love that's found throughout this text and throughout John's letters and even throughout John's gospel is the word in Greek that describes the deepest, fullest, and most meaningful type of love. That word for love in Greek is the word agape. Agape is a love that is the love of the will. That might not seem all that special, but it really is. It's the love that's not based on emotion. It's not the love that can be changed by circumstances. It is a love of the will. Not a love based on the fleeting nature of our emotions, the circumstances of our lives. It is a love that loves just because, not a love if. It is a love of sacrifice and selflessness. It's a love that's more concerned with the one who is loved rather than the lover. It is a love that brought down God's Son from the comfort and splendor of heaven to our fallen earth, to live with us, to deal with us, to be one of us. It is a love that reaches out to heal and forgive. It is a love that loves the unlovable, the outcasts, the outsiders, and the undeserving. It's a love that takes time to bless the littlest and the least among us. It is a love that willingly went to the cross, went through the pain and not only death, but also hell itself in order to give us life. We will never come to fully appreciate or understand God's agape love for us until we fully understand and appreciate our desperate need for his agape love toward us. Without him, without his love, we truly are hopeless and lost without it. Without God's agape love in Christ, we are hopeless. We are headed for death. Death because of our sins, eternal death in the end for us without his love. But think of how transformational God's agape love, his undeserved love for us, is. Transformed to his very children and heirs of his heavenly kingdom. In our sermon a few weeks ago, we looked at these words from John's first letter, from the chapter before this, where he says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are." I'm sure this is not new news to you. You've probably heard this good news before. It is really basic, but think of how essential and how good this news really is. You have been given this love, the true love of God himself. You've received the gift of God, Jesus, God with us, Emmanuel, our Savior. So now what? Now that we know about this love, now that we know we've been given this love, now what? Well, John encourages us in the last verse of our text with these words from verse 11. "Dear friends, if God loved us so much, we also should love one another." What John is reminding us of here is that God's unconditional, saving, agape love in Christ fills our hearts and then inspires us and moves us to share and show that love with others. But did you notice that verse ends a little bit in a surprising way, doesn't it? You expect him to say, if God loved us so much, we also ought to love him. But what does the verse end with? It says, we also ought to love one another. What that passage shows us is the best way for us to express God's, our love for God, and the way he most wants us to express our love for him, is to show our love for others. Show our love for our fellow human beings, especially for our fellow believers. It's one of the reasons he's given us the blessings of other people in our lives, in our world, to show our love for God by loving and serving them. Jesus said this very thing when he spoke of the acts of kindness that believers do in faith. He reminds us in Matthew chapter 25, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it for the one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." When we love and serve others, we are loving and serving Jesus. Let's show that love by sharing that love. Every person needs love. Every person needs God. And every person needs to understand the true agape love of God found in Jesus Christ, his Son. So no matter how difficult, no matter how complicated, no matter how confusing our lives can get, we can remember this essential, basic truth. God loves you. Even if we have a hard time loving ourselves, God loves us. He proved it once and for all with Jesus on the cross of Calvary. If he did that for you, there is no doubt that God loves you unconditionally. Let his love make your faith shine. Dear friends, Let us love one another, because love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. This is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, if God loved us so much, we also should love one another. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.